This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.
Hello, this is Ivan, and today I'm joined by Kofi. Hi Kofi, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, I am Kofi from ECHR in France. I represent the ECHR here, and I have a profile of pharmacist actually, but I joined the project ECHR as manager of project since two years now.
Okay, lovely. And maybe you can tell us more about your work to protect civil and human rights.
Okay, ECHR is an association who is founded years ago in Kosovo, and it work a lot in women's rights, to protect women's rights, to protect LGBT, and we work based in Strasbourg in France, where is the European Parliament. And the Council of Europe, we work a lot with this institution for the women's rights. So we have a lot of fight that you can see in our Facebook page, where we for refugees and protect people or any kind of violence to people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You are the lead partner in the Design for Change project. Can you talk about the project and your role in it?
Yeah, as a leader of this project, we can say that we have a lot of projects with Erasmus or other organization. And this project is very interesting because we can use it in the project that you are working actually. For example, all heard about the non-formal education and all those things. And it is a very important, it is a new project for us in this kind of project, and but it's very useful for how we used to do before, and it is very, very important for us. Yeah.
How does this project fit in with or complement the work you do at ECHR?
Yeah, like I said before, yeah, because for example, actually we are in a Erasmus project, which is a MOFOCOM. It is the mutualization competencies for adult learners, and most of the time we have any different kind of adults who is can be refugees. For example, you have some refugees who come to another country. They never learned the language. They never been at school. They are at school, so for them, they have to learn how to read, to write. Mm-hmm. They don't know it in their own language, so they have to learn it in their. In the new language, and so it's very difficult. So this kind of the tools that we have here in design of change, it can help us for the refugees and for this kind of projects. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. ECHR are very active in lobbying for civil and human rights in Europe. Can you tell us what that involves, in particular your work with the Council of Europe?
Yeah, like I told before, yeah. Actually, we work. Our president Issouf who works with Council of Europe. We have many projects with the Council of Europe to develop activity to help those who face some kind of violence in their country. Most of the time, the LGBT community and or the women protection. And for this project, ECHR is very involved to work with the Council of Europe. Mm-hmm.
We were delighted to hear that LQTIBIQ Youth Erasmus Plus project was recently funded. Can you tell us a little bit more about the work ECHR is involved in this area?
Actually, we have a project with Ramos also in this account, where we also for LGBT community and also for handicap. Our work in this project is to help all those people who face some kind of discrimination. Even in Europe, you might can be surprised, but even in Europe, you have this kind of discrimination. So our work is to help all those people to find to face this kind of discrimination. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much, Kofi. Have you been to Ireland or Leadership before?
No, it's my first time, but I'm sure it's not the last time, because people are very, very nice. And as I talked to my colleague, I'm new in the project, but it's one of the best meetings I attended.
Oh, that's lovely to hear.
Thank you.
How long are you here for?
I have to leave tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
I have only stayed for 2 days, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not so sufficient, so it's a good reason to come back, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll hope to see you again soon. And enjoy the rest of the stay in Ireland.
Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you. See ya.
This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.